But there's still like a game though. Was this week the best week of football, or was it just like these two games just highlighted how mediocre it has been? Who is that guy? Where do you find these guys?
This is the strategy coach carried this guy off the court.
But that guy is.
He looks like he's like, where am I?
What is this?
What the hell is
why are there all? Why are there so many people here? Dylan Quant, my old friend. How are you?
Oh, I'm good. I'm great.
You're great.
You know? I think I have 5 more classes until finals.
Oh, not like you're counting down or anything.
Well, you know, I don't know. I got nothing for you.
You got nothing? Just nothing? It's just you've already checked out? I've already kind of checked out at work, too. I'm just like, anything that comes up, I'm just like, I don't know about this.
Like, I'm at that point. I think I passed the point of caring, like, a few weeks ago. Once I, like, passed all my first wave of, like, exams, I was just like, all right, I'm going to pass all my classes. Like, that's fine with me. You know,
I'll take it.
Yeah, C's get degrees, man.
So what would this be called? Is it, like, is there a stage past senioritis?
Well, I don't...
Because I feel like you would be on that stage.
I don't think I ever... lost senioritis from when I was a senior in high school. Like, I just went throughout my entire
So you
college.
Rode the senioritis wave. Like, you were drinking the senioritis Kool-Aid, and now you're just hungover, like, from senioritis. And it's even worse than before.
Yeah, it's like, I can only get motivated, like, maybe one time per semester. I gotta use it wisely. I gotta use it wisely.
You get motivated one time per semester. Did you already, like, you already
I think I already load? Used yeah. it. I think I already used it. It was an early one this year.
Yeah?
So I had to start off
premature?
Hot. Yeah, and then I, like, so now I'm just like, you know, I went up that hill, and now we're just coasting. You know, putting the car in neutral, just coasting down to the end.
Oh, well, that's fantastic to hear. You got any Thanksgiving plans? You going back to Tucson?
Yeah, I'm going back to Tucson.
Yeah? Awesome.
Yeah. I'll be studying for a combo test. Actually, probably not studying, but...
But, I mean, it'll be there, and you'll be like, maybe I should study, but then you just won't.
Yeah, I'll probably, like, you know, study, like, maybe Sunday night or something.
Are you going to see any, are there any U of A games?
I think they're, away. I think they have,
all
like...
Away?
I think that's the trip
Another
to Las Vegas.
Another thing that was shitty is that I was looking at U of A games during winter break, or, like, over Christmas. Like, they're all away. So I can't even see any when I'm in town, in Tucson. They're all away.
When do you leave? When do you come in?
I leave, like, the 1st.
Oh.
And I get there the 22nd.
Hey, but, like, Talbot can get you some tickets for the UCLA and USC game.
Yeah, so I'll ask him, see what's up there.
Yeah.
I love when Kadeem Allen made the game-winning shot, and then Talbot, like, limped over to him. He was like,
that was my
one-footed hopped it all the way over there.
That was my favorite part of the game. Like, not even, you know, the great finish. It was just seeing Talbot on the bench, like, get up whenever there's, like, a big play. Like, like flare his chest, like, let's go.
You did a great impression there. You guys can't see it right now, but Dill just flared his chest, and it was... He was like a peacock, a magnificent peacock. You gotta let him fly.
So that's what I picture. Like that was just etched in my mind, just watching Talbot do that all game.
So I guess we should segue right into a great win.
A great win.
Because, I'll give my 2 cents. So like that win is going to be huge for us, I think, down the road. Because I think Michigan State, even though they lost again tonight. They lost to
Kentucky.
They're still going to be a good team.
Yeah, top 20.
And, you know, on a neutral court, like, against, you know, a perennial, like, team, like, I feel like this win could, you know, be, like, the deciding factor in like, seeding and hopefully maybe, you know, getting, being closer to home. Like, yeah. I just feel like this is a good way to start the season. Good grit. I saw a lot of great leadership out of Kadeem Allen, which I was questioning.
Yeah, playing through an injury.
Played through an injury. Markkanen is a stud.
Oh, my. Oh, Lord.
Like, that guy is an absolute stud.
Like,
I saw a lot of good things. I mean, there's still... Depth is obviously the biggest issue. Oh. A lot of cause for concern.
Yeah,
in that department. Not, like, Kadeem Allen didn't even play tonight.
I feel like that was more precautionary.
Yeah.
Like, you know, I feel like if this was a big game, he would have been able to play. Like, that's just my feeling.
Like, we got off to a slow start. We got off to two slow starts.
Like, that slow start against Michigan State, I was just like, uh-oh, panic button.
Oh, my.
When we were down 17-2, I was just like,
we looked
so bad. I was like, oh, my God, we might win 10 games this year. Like, the offense, there is no offense.
It was anemic.
It was just like turnover after turnover, like brick after brick, and I was just like, oh, no. Oh, no. And then, like, Kobe Simmons just, like, comes out of nowhere and just...
I think that guy's good. I really like that guy.
Oh, I like him a lot. I know Raleigh had a tough first game. Like, his shot was not on that game, and I feel like he hasn't quite gotten... Like, whenever he drives, he seems to get, a charge.
He's still a little out of control. His defense still isn't that good. Like, he just lets guys get by him too easily, but I saw a lot of encouraging stuff today.
Yeah,
his
shot was good.
And, too, like, he seemed a little more in control of...
Yeah, and he was facilitating.
Like, he kind of controlled the flow of the game.
Yeah.
But, yeah, I mean, so tell me what you thought of the game.
He's, you know who he reminds me of? He reminds me of freshman year, like, first few games, Stanley Johnson. Stanley Johnson got so many charges those first few games.
Oh, yeah, all the charges.
Like, he's kind of like, he was so big in high school, now he's like, you know, going against maybe not as big because he's still pretty big, but like comparable athletes, and he just can't like bully them, so he needs to like, you know, find a way to...
Like before he was kind of able to bully his way into any sort of shot he wanted.
Yeah.
Now, like, you got to learn to pick and choose your spots where you can try and assert yourself.
But he looked good. He looked good against, you know, we're talking in the CSUB game. Yep, CUSB. CSUB.
CSUB.
Yeah, game just ended about 45 minutes ago. So we got the W. It looks a little scary there for a second when in the second half we just decided not to score a field goal for like 6.5 minutes. But,
that'll happen,
you know,
when you have 7 people on your team.
Yeah, that was tough.
The old 4-big, one small lineup.
That lineup with Dusan at the 5, I guess. Okay, Dusan at the 5, Chance Comanche at the 4, Pinder at the 3, Markkanen at the 2, and Kobe Simmons at the 1. Like,
that is the greatest lineup I've ever heard in my young life.
Like
that lineup is hilarious. The opposite of what the NBA is.
Yeah, I can't even, like, that lineup just you know, just rattled me. Like, there were 3 guys over 6'11 on the court. And one of those 6'11 guys was the shooting guard. Like, the only guy who can shoot. Well, I guess Kobe can shoot, but
not as good as
my boy Markkanen. My boy Lowry. But
Markkanen
that
is silky.
But that lineup was, I hope not to see that lineup very often.
It was something to behold.
I think I'd take that lineup over a lineup including Paolo Cruz.
You think? Man,
slightly,
I don't know. Paolo's going to show me some stuff, man.
Paolo looked lost defensively. Like, when they would, like, screen him, he'd just, like, leave his guy. Like, there were, like, 2 or 3 screens with him, and he just made the wrong choice both times. Or each time. But, yeah, so we'll see. I think we just need Kadeem Allen back. I'm really hoping that Trier, like, I don't know.
I don't.
Like,
I'm expecting him to be gone for the season.
I hope he comes back for the Pac-12.
I think we need to prepare for life without Trier.
Like, I was just encouraged to see him on the bench. I feel like that's a good sign.
What do you mean? It's a good sign. Well, he's not playing,
but he's like still with the program. Like, I feel like if, you know, it wasn't going well, then maybe he, like, wouldn't show up and be like, you know, I'm kind of done with this basketball thing for the year, kind of like, you know, wallow in self-misery. But, you know, he showed up and seemed engaged, so maybe he's going to have like a 10-game suspension or something. I don't know.
I mean, I feel like you hope it's only a 10-game suspension. I think...
Well, to be honest, I'd take him for Justin Silvey tournament.
But is that enough time for, like by then we're going to already have established, like a go-to kind of true score.
Yeah, but
scoring, and then he's going to be like,
Scoring doesn't hurt, man. It does not hurt.
Like, especially with who we got out there.
Yeah, like, I depth is just going to be a problem. Like, in the end of the game, we had Alkins with 4 fouls, Parker Jackson Cartwright with 4 fouls.
Cartwright!
And then I think Pinder got 4 fouls. Every time I want to say Keanu Pinder's name, I want to call him Tinder.
Like Keanu Tinder?
Like the dating app.
Never heard of it.
Yeah, nor have I. The kids are on it, the youths.
The crazy youths out there with their...
And I think someone else had 4 fouls. Like, everyone on the team had 4 fouls.
Like, I feel like PJC, like, at the beginning of the game... Like, we need him to kind of control the offense more.
Yeah.
Like, I feel like, at least at the beginning of this game, like, when we got down, like, he was going, like, 100 miles a second and just didn't really kind of, like, settle the team, and we kind of got rattled and basically, like, kind of fell into what CSUB wanted us to do. Like, just reckless, like, make turnovers, like, go too fast for us instead of being settled down, just letting our athleticism, like, play out.
Yeah.
Like, did you notice that? Or,
yeah,
or
I tried to block the first, like, 5 minutes out of my mind.
I texted Brenna after it was 3-0, and I said, game's over. You know, we're going to lose. it was a joke. And then we got down 5-0, and then I said, season's over. Season's canceled. Cancel the season. It's all over.
Sean Miller, man, he might suit up. We might need Sean Miller to suit up for later in the season.
It would be what would Sean Miller's like pen name be? Or I guess it would be basketball name.
I don't know, man.
It'd be like his twin brother, Mean Schiller.
Mean Schiller.
Is that a spoonerism? Does that work? Mean Schiller. No.
Mean Schiller?
Yeah, that's not bad, right?
I guess, or is it bad? Maybe he's like Eastern European, like Mayon Schiller or something.
I was wondering when the Dirk Nowitzki comparisons would come down, and they came down early.
It's just like...
For Markkanen.
It's just like, it's like, white guy who can shoot.
We see a white guy who can shoot and is from Europe. Like, Dirk Nowitzki!
Like, there's nothing that I've seen from Markkanen that makes me see Dirk Nowitzki.
No, none at all. Like, he's more Porzingis, I would feel.
Yeah, like...
And is Porzingis Dirk? No.
Well, he has some, like... He does emulate Dirk. Like, he you know, did that fadeaway, like, Dirk's fadeaway, and then, like, stared him down afterwards.
Yeah, I guess. But, like, I don't want to fall into the iron rule of comps where they have to be, like, the same, like...
Yeah, same skin color.
Same skin color. But, like, I feel like Markkanen and Porzingis are similar. Like, is that, like, Markkanen's ceiling?
No, I feel like Porzingis is just so much more athletic.
Porzingis.
Like, he can block shots. Like, he can get off the floor. Like, Markkanen just, like, I feel like he's, like, he always seems like he's moving so slow.
But he's not. It's like, not that slow.
But he's just, like, not, I feel like he doesn't have any, like, you know, like, fast twitch muscles.
Maybe, but his biceps are just so big. Like,
yeah, no,
you gotta look past it.
Like, I just feel like in the NBA, his floor is gonna be, like, he's gonna have a really high floor, but not a high ceiling. Like, he's just gonna be like a 4-man off the bench who can, you know, instant offense, pick and pop.
Do you see like as a Channing Frye?
Yeah, because I feel like he just can't really play defense. He won't be able to play defense in the pros.
Yeah, like. Markkanen, no, but he was guarding. He's had to guard younger, like smaller, not younger, smaller guys, like every game, and he's gonna have to guard smaller guys like the rest of the year out. Like, I feel like he's only getting exposed because he has to guard like 6'4" guys.
Yeah, but I don't want, like, Markkanen might be having to guard, like, Kevin Durant and, like, LeBron James.
Yeah, but, like, even the best defenders, like, can't really do shit against them. Like, but, like, Kawhi having a good game against, like, Kevin Durant is you limit Kevin Durant to, like, 10 of 25 shooting.
But, like, those are the guys, or, like, think about just, like, a big power forward who could just, like, bully him down low. Like, I can't see him going against, like, Anthony Davis and, like, but succeeding.
But, like, who does, though? Like, those guys are, like, generational talents. Like, you can't just, like, if you see him guarding, I don't know, like, Kevin Love.
I feel like Kevin Love, okay, maybe not current Kevin Love, but fat Kevin Love.
Fat Kevin Love would have worked him.
Would have taken him to the basket. Like,
Kevin Love, fat Kevin Love would have put up 30 against Markkanen.
Yeah, like, fat Kevin Love.
15 boards.
Fat Kevin Love needs to come back. Like, skinny Kevin Love
like
is kind of useless.
Skinny bearded Kevin Love, like, skinny good looking Kevin Love, like, better, like, definitely healthier. Not a better basketball
player.
Yeah,
like, he doesn't bring anything. Like, he can just shoot threes, and he's not a very good three-point shooter.
No, he's like, shooting, like, 30%.
No one ever says this, but it's like, he's, like, the pinnacle, like, you know, stretch four, but it's like
stretches the floor, but
he doesn't really shoot that well.
Like, you know who is unbelievable? Okay, I guess I'll save this for our NBA. We're going to talk about NBA.
Yeah,
later.
But
we'll stay on topic.
Bring
now.
Back
Fat Kevin,
Kevin
Love.
Love
Fat Kevin Love. All in on Fat Kevin Love. The Cavs need to be like, K-Love, I know you're healthy and you're doing all this
you need to start
working out in
Big
the mountains.
Macs.
And yeah, like we're changing your diet a little
10
bit.
10 Big Macs a day, Kevin Love.
Put on 15 pounds in a week. It'll do you wonders.
But, yeah, no, but my feeling, my big prediction this year is Dusan's going to stop seeing the floor real soon.
Dusan is like Zeus for me, but he's like worse only because he is not athletic as Zeus. Like, Zeus was athletic as shit,
like,
and could play defense. Like, Dusan,
he always has, like, his arms at, like,
I've been telling you this for years. He runs, like, with his arms out in front of him, like he's trying to catch, like, a baby all the time. He's like,
but that's how he plays defense too. Like, when he's in his defensive stance, he just, like, kind of has his, like, two hands in front of him. And, like,
the man cannot jump higher than he must not have a 10-inch vertical. Like, I swear to God,
I haven't, like, seen him jump.
Like, I think that's his max, 10 inches. Like, the guy is just ground bound. Like, he can't go up and get a rebound or contest or get his own shot. Like, am I wrong?
No. And he has, like, this problem of, I feel like he just blocks himself in, like, he shoots the ball into the defender's hands.
Mm-hmm.
Like, it's like, dude, you're 7 foot. This guy shouldn't be blocking your shot, even if you're knocking off the ground. Like,
don't shoot it directly into his hand.
Like, you're 7 foot, so you know there's like some separation between you and him. Like, hopefully, so like, you know, just like kind of like hook over the. I don't know. Just like, how are you getting blocked so often? Like, I just don't understand. You're literally 7 feet tall.
He's 7 feet tall, but plays just way smaller than he is. Like,
yeah,
like his touch is still good, but I don't know.
I just feel that the team is better when Chance Comanche's in.
Mm-hmm.
He's just better defensively because Lowry isn't the best defender, so like, and he isn't going to be able to protect the rim.
Yeah,
but Chance is like, I feel like he's even more athletic than Tarzewski.
I feel like our Chance is more athletic than Tarzewski.
I feel like it. Like, he's just longer.
Maybe, but Zeus was a Greek god, chiseled.
Yeah, he was definitely stronger, but I feel like Chance is like, I don't know what you define as athleticism, but I feel like he's just more like quick. Like, you know, he'd be, I don't know, just like, you know, like quickness, agility. Like, yeah. Like, speed, I feel like he has Tarzusi beat, but, like, Tarzusi beating him in strength, I don't know.
So, what's our like, end of possession, like, end of the game, like, last minute shot, like, five out there? Like, who are the five you want in crunch time?
I Chance at the five, Lowry at the four. I don't like Lowry playing small forward so much. I feel like it just, like, takes away his...
His edge?
Just his advantage. I feel like, you know, if he's going against a four, like, it's just a way better matchup for him. And maybe even a five. Like, I feel like he can guard fives, but, like, putting him at the three is, like, just kind of asking too much out of him. And it kind of just, like, I feel like it gives them the advantage on the offensive end to a certain, like, for a certain sense.
And so if you have that, then would you go PJC, Kadeem, Kobe Simmons? Or would you go no PJC and go Allen,
I'd go PJC,
Raleigh, and Simmons?
I go PJC, Allen, and it doesn't matter. Pick one of the two freshmen, Raleigh or Kobe. Neither of them are getting the ball, so.
Yeah, I guess.
Like, it's going to Lowry. Like, that's it. Like, just give him the ball in ISO and just be like, go get him, big fella.
Go get him.
Like, you know, just pick and roll with him and PJC or Kadeem Allen. And if they don't stay with him and Kadeem Allen can get a drive to the bucket, you know, finish it. Yeah. And then maybe Chance can, you know, get a putback, kick it out maybe to, I guess, whoever turns out to be a better shooter between Raleigh and Kobe is who I want out there. Mm-hmm. So they can kick it out for the three or, you know, pick and pop with Lowry or, you know.
I mean, I feel like that crunch time lineup will become more solidified as we enter, like, big games in the Pac-12, and we kind of know who our guys are.
Yeah.
But I
like Pinder a lot. Pinder's,
I like,
him
too.
Pinder's one of my favorite players.
A lot of limbs flying around, like, a lot of energy.
Yeah.
That he has yet to, like, learn how to channel. Like there's a lot going on. The hair, like, helps a lot. He looks like the guy from a Rocket Power.
Otto,
right? True or false?
Yeah. But I like his little mustache. Like,
yeah. Like just put, like, a helmet, like a bike helmet on that guy, and, like, give him a skateboard and, like, have him walk around campus like he's Otto.
And like, isn't Otto's hair orange?
No, it's brown, I thought.
I thought it was orange. That's pretty orange, dude.
No, it's not. That's brown.
That's
Are you drunk? That's freaking brown.
Okay, what about this one? Tell me that that's not orange.
That's orange. The other one was brown.
That is orange, dude.
That one's orange. That one is brown.
But, like, I guess it's supposed to be brown, but it looks far more orange than brown.
Okay,
but, like,
okay, you're right. It's orange. But,
like, look at all of them.
Like, that is... That is Pinder.
Yeah, yeah, no, yeah, Pinder.
That is Pinder, and that is Jake Desjardins.
Squid?
Squid is Jake Desjardins. You can't look me in the face and say that Jake Desjardins is not Squid.
Why, just because he's a goober?
Yeah, just because he's that guy.
Yeah, just like the unathletic guy who's just like hanging out with the cool kids. Yeah, I guess. You really hate Jake Desjardins.
No, you're taking this the wrong way. I do not hate...
You wish you're Jake Desjardins.
I do. I wish I was. I wish I was Squid.
Yeah.
Like,
no, yeah.
Like, don't take this as, like, me ripping on him. I'm just calling it how I see it.
I feel like Squid is the ultimate, like, out of class. Like, he shouldn't be with these kids, but he is. Like, he's, like, should be in a lower rung.
Lower rung of what?
I don't know, society?
Of society?
I don't know, like, on the you know, the pecking order of at school. Like, he wouldn't be, like, hanging out with the cool kids. Squid would be, like, you know, probably doing CS with his friends in, you know, the computer lab. And
yeah, but I feel like...
Drinking a bunch of Mountain Dew on Friday nights and gaming all the time.
Is that what kids do these days?
I don't know, kids
don't go out and drink Mountain Dew.
I don't know, dude. Stay up all night and play video games.
Play WoW.
Yeah, be like, okay, guys.
I got a level 61 warlock on my left here, guys. Yeah. I'm gonna need you to come in and nuke this guy.
Like, couldn't you not see someone like Squid, like in his, like, you know, just in his room on a Friday night?
Let's just say that I could see Squid like showing up at BlizzCon, which was in Anaheim, like this past week.
Did you go? No,
of course not. I wouldn't go. No, but there's parking like at a Angel Stadium, which is why I knew. I was like, "What the fuck did all these cars come from?" And I realized
where was it? The convention center?
Yeah. I was like, "Holy shit!"
How did they
get
there? They bus?
Yeah, there's like shuttles.
Oh. Yeah.
Shit. What were we talking about? This happens every time,
Bill. Jake Desjardins.
Jake Desjardins. No, that's what we were talking about.
Pinder.
I love Pinder.
I just like Pinder. I feel like he's got the, like he's kind of like the glue guy. Like he's like the Kevin Parham or the Jesse Perry.
Guy who's going to, like, make the hard foul.
Yeah,
like,
yeah.
Like that kind of guy. Like, yeah. Like when it comes down to, like, who's going to scrap yeah. and, like, who's going to show, like, toughness and fight, like it's going to be Pinder.
Like, if there was a fight and you wanted one player on the U of A to, like, be your backup, I feel like it'd be Pinder.
It'd be Pinder. Like, you want that guy. Like, you don't know what that guy's going to be able to do.
Like,
he's a wild card,
like,
definitely.
You're not taking Lowry. You're not taking Doosan.
Like, if Doosan has your back, like,
you're done,
like,
dude.
Like, you better just...
Yeah,
you better call it quits.
Yeah. I don't know. Like, I feel like Kobe and Raleigh are just like, I feel like they're too jovial, too nice of guys.
Are you sure?
I don't know. Raleigh's from Brooklyn, so maybe.
Like, I don't know. Maybe.
Maybe he's got a little pit bull in him.
Little.
I don't know.
We should go up to him and try and fight him when we're back in Tucson.
Yeah,
that's
dude,
the only way to find
he,
out.
He already knows me, so.
Oh yeah. Yeah. Well, he doesn't know me.
He knows me as a podcast guy.
Podcast guy.
Yeah. He thinks I'm like, you know, an ESPN. Got a podcast for like ESPN, and
wait, we're getting sponsored by ESPN, right?
Yeah, ESPN. Shout out to ESPN Tucson 1490.
1490, the fan, right?
Yeah, something like that.
We have a fan right here. It's blowing right on us.
Yeah,
it's nice
dude.
And cool.
Yeah, it's getting crisp, all that
crisp,
that cold air from the outside
it,
bringing
is,
it in.
Is it winter? Or is it still?
It's fall.
Like fall.
It's fall.
But it's like in the middle of November, though.
I don't think winter starts like December.
Really?
Because winter...
I don't believe you.
Winter is January and February, too. February and March.
So December, January, February. No, March is not winter.
No,
March is spring.
No, March has Groundhog's Day, which is literally...
No!
Yes,
no.
Yes!
March, that's in February.
Groundhog's Day.
Is in February.
Oh, shit. I was not close.
No, you
February
weren't.
February 2nd. Oh, Jesus.
You thought that Groundhog Day was in March.
All right, well, okay, winter dates. No, not winter dates, like a romantic date. See, why would I go on a date?
Wait, is it, that's what came up, winter dates? Yeah. Like a...
Okay, winter is December to March. I literally just told you that.
That's fucking bullshit.
I literally just told you that.
I don't believe a goddamn word. Give me this.
To the equinox. It's the equinox and solstices. That's what demarcate.
No, this must be the beginning of March. Like March 1st.
No, dude. No,
yes,
it's like
it
mid-March.
No.
Yes. Yes. That's mid-March.
I refuse to believe. I'm doing more research.
That is mid-March. It's like the Ides of March.
Shut your mouth.
Because I know the summer solstice...
Wait, it's literally the Ides of March.
Well,
wait.
It's going to be different every year, I think. I don't think it's the same day. Or is it?
There's meteorological seasons, and those seasons fall from December 1st to February 28th. Look at this.
Meteorological...
Do you see that? Look at those seasons. Those seasons are the right seasons.
Northern...
Your bullshit March season
is
winter. That is nonsense. That is spring.
Oh, I was in astronomical seasons.
Yeah.
Okay, well, so it's from... So spring is from March 1st to May 31st. I was pretty close. I was
no,
just 2 weeks. I said mid-March. That's 2 weeks. That's 2 weeks off. But winter is from December 1st to February 28th. So we're still.
That's what I said.
And we're but I said that we're still in autumn and fall or fall. That's what I said.
No, you said. Yeah, you're right. You're right. You're all right. It's all good. So, I guess we've exhausted all of our U of A basketball.
Yeah.
For now.
I'm hopeful for the year. Not as hopeful as I would be if we had a full squad.
Yeah, if we had Trier, Smith, obviously, and Talbot.
Yeah.
Then there'd be more optimism.
I feel like Talbot would be the ultimate hard foul guy.
He was always, I mean, just look at his background from Lipscomb.
Yeah, dude, leading the nation in fouls per game, over four per game.
Like, that takes skill. Like, that's a skill. Like a hard foul guy. He would fit right in.
Yeah, so you know.
Is your foot alive, Dill?
No, dude.
It looks like you have frostbite on your toe.
It's necrosis, man.
I think it is necrosis.
Yeah, it is. No, I think it's the dirt, and then I have a huge, callus, sass corn on my big toe that won't ever go away.
You should get that checked a little bit, maybe.
Yeah, I should probably go to get a pedicure, but I don't have Z money. I don't have an income yet. I need some team to take a chance on me.
I feel like, is that a song?
Take a chance on me.
Is that a song, or did you just make that up?
Maybe it's Take a Chance on Me by ABBA.
What song? Wait, play this for me?
Hold on, I am gonna play it. Take a chance.
So I can't believe I got that right.
Yeah, dude, I love ABBA.
Oh,
Dancing
yeah, big
Queen
ABBA fan.
I used to have a Dancing like Queen. The top ABBA hits in my car, and I would listen to Dancing Queen all the time.
Wow, you were such a badass, Dill.
Yeah, dude,
you were so tight drinking your Mountain Dew on a Friday night.
I never liked Mountain Dew.
Okay,
I'm pretty sure that's just radioactive, dude.
It's definitely
it should not be that color. Okay, I was you know, now that we've talked about the U of A and how, like, you know, good their season is, well, like, has started off, like, that win against Michigan State, I think is going to be big at the end, like you said, and, you know, two wins against two teams that went to the NCAA tournament last year and might go back this year is a good way to start the year. But let's transition to the greater college basketball. The Oregon played at Baylor today.
And went down.
I'm not going to talk about that because they didn't have Dylan Brooks. So, like, I'm not even going to count that game because, like, that's their best player.
Yeah.
But
Alonzo Trier is our best player.
Yeah, so. But he's injured and is potentially coming back.
Okay.
Like, I feel like if they were to play later in the year, like, it'd be a totally different game if Dylan Brooks is there. But we might not have Alonzo back, so I can't, like, you know, justify
okay,
that.
Okay, you're fair.
But, you know, more than just the Oregon losing was the fact that Baylor has the worst jerseys. They're literally, like, highlight yellow. Like, that's their color. Like, if there was a definition of color, it would be highlighter yellow. Like, when I was watching the highlights, I was like, those must be Oregon's jerseys. And I was like, wait, those aren't Oregon jerseys. Those are literally Baylor jerseys. And I was just like, why? Like,
wait, show me a pic. Show me a pic.
Baylor basketball jersey. Like,
Dylan is stats guy this podcast because I don't have Wi-Fi. I don't know why I don't have Wi-Fi.
Okay, hold on. But they're literally, they're literally, dude. Like, I think they're like different than this though.
Those are like neon. They're like lime neon green.
Like I'll try to find one from today, but it just looked like my eyes hurt watching them.
Like, those are horrendous.
Like, they hurt. Ugh. But so yeah, I like You know, that's probably the battle for, like, the two worst jerseys, kind of. I feel like Oregon
We focus on important things, like, on this podcast.
Yeah, Oregon just kind of... Like, I'm not even going to worry about the game. Like, Baylor won. Huge win for them. But, like, their jerseys were just atrocious. Like, look at those.
What? Yeah, those are... Those are very vibrant.
Like, you need to like check the color on your screen, man. Like, I was just like, wow, giving me a headache looking at those.
It's unacceptable.
But like, I don't see the appeal.
Maybe the youth like it.
But like, if I were a player, I'd just be like, why would I want to wear these? Like, maybe. I guess. I don't know. I guess I just...
So you think people are going to Baylor because of their jerseys?
I'm saying that they're not going there for the jerseys, so, like, why are they doing that?
I guess, yeah.
Like, are they just trying to be special? Like, yeah, we're the highlighter yellow...
Yeah, they probably are. They're trying to try and have a differentiate themselves from all the other mediocre programs out there. Baylor isn't mediocre. They're actually good.
Yeah, I feel like they're, like, you know, usually... I feel like in the past 10 years, they've probably been, like, a Sweet 16 team. They've had a few runs. I feel like they've lost. They've gotten beat, though, by, like, double-digit seeds.
Yeah.
Because they run that 1-3-1 zone all the time. And it's just, like...
They're, like, a zone team?
Yeah. I feel like that's just so gimmicky.
What, running zone? Yeah, running zone in college is... I've never been a fan.
I'm just like, Jim Boeheim, like, dude, don't run zone. You have, like, some of the best athletes in, like, the country.
But it works.
Like, it works just because he has, like, really good players. But I feel like it's way easier to beat a zone than, like, man-to-man. Like, I would much rather face a really tough zone than a really tough man-to-man if I were a player and coach.
You'd rather face a zone? Like, I mean, just look in the NBA. How much
None.
Is zone run?
None. Like we're so little just because they'll just shoot out of it. Like, immediately.
Like, well, yeah, they'll just be like,
all
okay.
Right. Like, here's a kick out, like, you know, easy three.
Like in the NBA, would you just walk, like, up the court and then just shoot in a zone?
Like,
you would literally just walk to the, like, 3 feet out of the line and just shoot?
Well, like, if you have Damian Lillard, yeah, or, like, Steph Curry, or, like, Kevin Durant. But, like, I feel like even better, if you have a zone, you can just collapse and make two guys, like, come guard you in the zone and then kick out. And there's that,
and,
like,
and
there's always going to be a wide-open shot. Like,
yeah.
Like, there might be a guy, like, you know, contesting, like, you know, like, closing out on him. But it's still, like, in the NBA, that's just still money in the bank. Like, you can score with, like, a hand in your face. Like, you know, the guy's in your face but doesn't have his hand up, that's an easy shot. You can just, like, look over them.
Should we talk, should we transition to NBA? Or do you still want to talk about college basketball?
I want to talk a little bit about college basketball. That Indiana-Kansas game, after our game in Maui, no, Oahu, one of the two, maybe Honolulu, one of the cities in Hawaii.
Yeah, it's Honolulu, that's where I'm pretty sure.
But that game was awesome. Like,
yeah.
Frank Mason is one of my favorite players in the country. That dude is like 5'11 and gets buckets, dude. That guy is awesome.
He is.
And then, like, you know, Kansas ended up losing that game, I think, and Frank Mason fouled out, but he got his revenge tonight against number one Duke when he hit the game winner. When I was texting Jeff, our dear friend who we need to call back onto the...
Dear friend, sweet Jeff Gerlach.
To call back onto the podcast, but I was texting him, and he's like, yeah, I was like, Kansas, or he's like, Kansas won. I was like, who hit the game winner? And then before he texted back, I was like, Frank Mason, huh? And he was just like, Frank Mason. I was like, there's no doubt, dude. That dude, like, I feel like there's few players where I'm like, I wish, like, that guy was on Arizona, but I wish Frank Mason was on Arizona. That would be, like
yeah, he is
dude,
fun.
Dude has big, big gonads. Like, dude plays, dude's so tough, man. dude's so tough. That'd be the guy I would want back to back me up, Frank Mason.
Yeah, even more than Pinder.
Like if I had to pull the NCAA, yeah, I'd take Frank Mason.
Okay. Wait, if you had to pull the NCAA, wait,
and like if I had to, like the pool was NCAA players,
yeah. Okay.
And then I gotta talk about watching going back to the Indiana-Kansas game and watching their strength and conditioning coach who was on the sideline, just like this bald African-American guy who just had an Adidas shirt. Like, that was the only demarcation on his shirt. So I was just like, the entire game, I was like, is this guy just a fan? Like, just some random guy from Hawaii who's like, yo, I love, like, Indiana. Can I, like, come sit on your bench? And dude was getting hyped.
Kreen was just like, all right, man, like, just take a seat.
He was just like, yeah, let's go. Like, he's like the ultimate, like, pump-up guy.
So he was like, he's like the guy on the bench who, like, is only there to just fire people up, like, a walk-on, except he's not a walk-on. Yeah. He's just, like,
he's a
coach.
Strength and conditioning coach. And then ended up winning the game, dude ran out and, like, found the camera and was, like, screaming into the camera. Like,
That's a little weird.
Or awesome. I thought it was awesome.
I don't know about that. Like, if you're like a coach and like, but you're yelling into a camera, like, that's a little.
But he's like strength and conditioning. Like, if it were like the head coach, I'd take, you know. But like, this dude's all about, like, you know, getting them pumped up. Like,
yeah,
you know, get them swole.
I wonder what his like workout session.
Oh, dude,
are like.
Dude's probably like blaring music. Like, let's go. Four more, let's go! Four more!
You'd be a great strength conditioning coach.
Yeah.
How many times have you worked out in the past, like, 3 months?
Zero.
The past 4 months?
Zero. Like, what do you consider working out? Like, pumping weights?
Like picking up a free weight, putting it up and down.
Zero. Zero times.
Zero times.
I'm anti-working out.
Yeah, you've tried to convert me.
No, it's not. I'm huge into cardio, which I don't do either. But in a perfect world, I would partake in cardio. I just don't understand the draw of working out, like, you know, lifting weights, and the only goal is to come back the next day, and you can lift more. And, like, that just goes on and on. Like, there's no end game.
Yeah, there is no... Like you're breaking yourself down. It's like a paradox.
Yeah, it's like why... Like, why like,
you're
like,
breaking your muscles down to get bigger, but, like... Yeah.
Like, if you're an athlete, it's different. Like, you need to be strong. But, like, me, it's just like... What's the difference between me being, like, really strong?
Babes, I guess? Like total babes?
But like, why is being extremely strong seen as attractive?
I don't know. Just fit? Healthy?
No,
I don't know.
I'm totally for, like, fit and healthy, but, like, I don't understand the point of, like, getting super buff for no reason.
No, I don't see the point of being super buff either. I don't like buff. I think guys who are buff or just like, I'm like, that's not athletic.
Yeah, but
being buff, it does not mean you're athletic.
Yeah, you can be like really out of shape but be really buff.
Yeah, exactly. And just like not like you can't function like that.
Yeah, no, okay, I'm much more impressed by someone say running 30 miles, like those ultra marathoners, than someone squatting like 1,200 pounds. Like, I'm just like, what? Like, why do you need to squat 1,200 pounds? Like, what do you gain from that? Like, literally, it's either you're gonna, like, snap something in your body, or, like, you need to have, like, 10 spotters around you if you do that.
And you do it, and then you accomplish, like, are you saying guys who, like, aren't athletes?
Oh, I'm not saying that they're not athletes. I just don't, like, I just don't get what... It's like, oh, cool, I can lift a lot of weight.
Yeah, but it's like a hobby, though. I feel like it's like a like they're pushing themselves. They like themselves. They just want to, like, see how much they can accomplish.
Like,
you know?
I feel like it's just... You're just a freak.
I feel like everything you're saying makes sense, but like for people like those are the little things that like, you know, keep them motivated throughout the day, like, you know, like accomplishing that, like if they can do that, then they can accomplish, you know, anything, you know. It's like that kind of logic,
I guess.
I'm not saying it makes 100% sense, but like, you know, like,
no, I guess I get it. Like, it probably boosts self-esteem.
Like, but, like, they're like, oh man, if I can tackle this, then I can tackle the day.
But like, I
can go to the DMV. I went to the DMV today, Dill.
Did you get like a new license?
Yeah,
or something?
They had to get a California license.
How long did it take? It
took me like 45 minutes.
Oh, that's not bad.
It was fantastic. I didn't even wait at all.
Oh,
it was terrific.
Well, I like
huge DMV experience. Go to the Fullerton office if you're in the area. Great office.
Yeah, you know, I'm anti weightlifting. That's okay. The end of it.
Bye bye.
I'll just leave it at that.
Bye bye. Anything else from the weightlift guy?
Oh no, that's it. Just
that was it.
Just like I feel like I saw myself in him, like just being like, wait, can I just be on the Arizona sidelines and just like, you know, just like a Nike shirt. Just being like,
it doesn't even like have anything U of A. It's just
like a blue Nike shirt.
Just Nike,
yeah,
just,
like a huge swoosh,
like a Just Do It shirt.
Yeah, and it's just like, yeah, like you know, getting in Raleigh's face, like, yeah, let's go. And then like after Kadeem hit the game winner, like instead of like, you know, them like videotaping like them, I jump in front of the crowd. Like, you know, when they jumped on top of Kadeem on the scores table, and I'd just be like, yeah, number one! Like,
yeah, you should be U of A's hype man.
Like,
just to get everyone hyped up.
You know who I want to be like? I want to be the guy who went to the Rose Bowl for the Stanford fan, who when they're interviewing Christian McCaffrey, and he was just like, Heisman! Like, behind the like announcer, and he's just like so annoying, like just like this old middle-aged white guy who's like, Heisman! I was just like, dude, what's your problem, man? And he's like, you know, laughing like, Heisman!
Yeah, I think you'd be really good at that.
I think
you'd be the perfect,
yeah,
like that guy,
like obnoxious fan, like that. If you're a fan of the team, you're like, oh, I love that guy. But if you're a fan of the other team, you're like, that dude sucks. Like, what? Dude's a dick.
Yeah, yeah. You could be dickish.
Yeah,
you're a good dickish guy.
Yeah,
I'd feel that.
I can that's the thing. I can dish it out when I'm winning, but when I'm losing,
once it goes south,
I'm silent. Silent.
You just check out. Yeah. You're done. You're like I can't deal with this anymore. I'm done.
Like,
I'm out.
I'm just like, all right, well, here we go.
Anything else college basketball related, Dale?
I think it'll be a good season. I'm excited to see Duke at full strength.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, they got a lot of good freshmen that are out.
Like we're talking about us, you know, rolling with the 7-man rotation. They played the number 7 team in the country, Kansas, with six people.
That's absurd.
And they almost won.
Yeah, they're going to be good.
Yeah, so we'll see. We'll see how I think U of A will, you know, probably be a top 20 team
top
the entire
20.
Year, hopefully.
I think so. I think top 20 is a good place.
If we can get, like, an 8-man rotation, well, like, you know, if we have an injury, like, that's all out the window. But we will see.
My eyes are so tired today, though.
I don't know. Maybe it's daylight savings.
I think it just... It since it gets dark so soon
now... 5 o'clock.
Like, my body just can't hang. Like it starts shutting down early.
Yeah.
So, Dill, you got any thoughts on college football?
College football. Wow, what a weekend. Well, minus the fact that Arizona just, you know, laid another egg.
Arizona's horrible. Arizona's like one of the worst teams I've ever seen.
Like, Colorado, I was like, oh, here we go, it's 7-7. Then it just got out of hand real quick.
But 2, 3, and 4...
All went down.
But the rankings came out, and Michigan was third, Clemson was fourth.
Yeah.
So it didn't even...
So Clemson dropped one spot from 3 to 4, and Michigan dropped one spot from 2 to 3. But I feel like that's fair because whoever wins Michigan-Ohio State, I feel like is going to be in. Actually, I saw something where if Ohio State beats Michigan, then Ohio State would be, like, say, still number two in the rankings, but they wouldn't play in the Big Ten championship. It would be Wisconsin versus Penn State.
Really?
I think that's what it said. I was just kind of trying to read it, and that's what I got out of it. I don't know.
Go Penn State.
Penn State might sneak into the playoffs.
They're number eight.
Yeah.
Penn State is. Wow.
So if like
good for them.
So if Clemson, I like Clemson being ahead of Louisville, head to head. So if Clemson wins out, they're in. If Michigan wins out, they're in. If Ohio State wins out, they're probably in. But they're not going to be conference champions. I don't know. But I feel like if Washington wins out, they can slide in too.
Yeah, I feel like everyone thought that, the playoff picture was fairly set, and then
this
everyone lost, and they're like, oh!
And then it's just like, it's the same.
Like, nothing really changed at all.
Except Washington just dropped a six. Like, smell you, Washington.
Like, see you later, guy.
But, like, I feel like, to be fair, like, Clemson losing to Pittsburgh was a worse loss than Washington losing to USC. I guess Clemson has better wins on the season.
Yeah, Clemson beat Louisville and Florida State.
And Auburn, but... Yeah. But I feel like Washington, they lost to, like, the number 20 team in the country.
And a team that's on the rise.
Yeah,
like meteoric rise.
Yeah.
Like, that team is looking solid.
So, like, I don't know. I guess that, the Pac-12
remember the beginning
weak.
Of the year when we were shitting on USC for being terrible?
Well,
and then they listened to our advice and started to not be terrible.
Yeah, they got rid of Max Brown and started Sam Darnold. Dude's a beast.
That guy does not look like an athlete at all.
Yeah, dude looks
like... Does the guy, like...
And he's like
just a PC white boy that...
Yeah,
just...
but he's, like, quick and can, like, run with the ball, too. Like, he's not, like... Like, he's elusive.
No, he's, like... I mean, he's an athlete. Like,
yeah, he's an all-around athlete.
He doesn't look like an athlete.
No, he does not. He does not.
Like
if you picked him out, like, if there was, like, him and, like, five other guys, you'd probably pick another guy.
I feel like his head is, like, slightly too tall. Like why is it... It extends too far.
He just, like, has, like, a weird beard. Like, he's good though. Redshirt freshman.
He's not bad. He's not bad.
But like USC, maybe dark horse. If like a bunch of people start losing and they sneak into the championship game, beat Washington again, maybe they like slide their way into that number four spot.
I don't know. How many losses do they have in the season?
Three.
Yeah.
I don't know. But like I think that in like the grand scheme of things. There's like Alabama and then like
a bunch of
distance and then everybody else. Like I feel like Alabama could like lose, like just not show up for a game and still be number one. Like they're just that much ahead of everyone else.
Yeah, they're fantastic.
Like they're beating like teams that are ranked
like,
by
like respectable
50,
teams.
Like 50.
Yeah. I mean, God, yeah, they're good. They're fantastic.
The
really
dynasty
good.
is looking good.
They're Nick Saban.
They have a redshirt freshman quarterback. Like, it's like the future's bright.
Who hopefully doesn't start getting coked out like Johnny Manziel.
Yeah.
R.I.P.
Yeah. So college football is awesome. I feel like I'm starting like I don't know. I'm just kind of disinterested in the NFL this year. Like, the Eagles are good. I like watching the Eagles, but, like...
They finally got a win.
Yeah.
They were on a little slide there.
Yeah, but I just, like... I don't know. I just feel like everything's just so mediocre.
I mean, everyone's been... The big news is like, around the NFL ratings being down. And everyone's like, oh, the ratings are down. The ratings are down. What are we going to do? Like, do you think that's because it's just mediocre? Or are people
like,
just kind of tired of...
I don't know. I just, like... Maybe there all these new rules are changing. Like I think they limited the amount of practice that like the teams can have. So like maybe that's decreasing the quality of play on the field. Like I don't know. I just feel like there's no, like, real, like, fun teams to watch. Like, it's just kind of like, oh, it's, you know, not really good football, I wouldn't say, but it's just, like, kind of like, there's no real, like, great teams.
Right. I mean, the Patriots.
Like, the Patriots, yeah, the Patriots-Seahawks
the
game.
The Seahawks, that was a fantastic
game.
Yeah,
like, that was a great game.
The Cowboys... Steelers, but those are like the two outliers, I feel.
Yeah,
like.
But
like what other game do you remember that were like on par with those? Maybe the Seattle Arizona game, but that game was shitty though.
Yeah, like I feel like, you know, there's a lot of like the Jets and the Rams game where it's like 9-6 final, and it's just like, you know, just Woof. Watching it and you're just like, this is terrible football.
Well, I mean, if you got Jeff Fisher involved in any game, then just write that game off.
I was watching that game because it was the only game I could get on like the Fox Sports Go like account, and he's been coaching for 22 years. He's been a head coach. He's made it to the playoffs 6 times. How does he still have a job?
He had one good run, man.
Yeah, he should have won a Super Bowl. Was it literally a yard away from winning a Super Bowl?
It doesn't make sense, Dill. Like, the industry sometimes just gets it wrong.
I feel like they're just, like, turning... Like, I feel like there's so many other people that are out there, like, potential guys who can lead a team. It's like, why do you keep giving Jeff Fisher this job? I feel like there's too much, like recycling of, like, oh, this guy gets fired from the Buccaneers, and then he becomes a defensive coordinator with the Vikings, and then he becomes a head coach again. And it's just like... You might need some, like, new guys, like...
A little fresh blood in
yeah,
there?
Yeah, like, I don't know.
No, I mean, I don't really like the NFL. I think the NFL is doomed. I think that unless they drastically change the game, the NFL, like, won't exist in, like, 20 years. But that's just my opinion. It's probably wrong. So I don't really care that the ratings are down. I only care about football for fantasy value, for fantasy football. So I'm that asshole. So
hey, do you know you're playing this week?
I'm playing you.
Yeah, you're playing me.
I'm like, what am I, 4-6?
But my
I was looking at the standings. Okay, I have like the most points against, I think, like, and like the third or fourth most points for, and I'm like. In the bottom half of the league.
Hey, dude.
It's like, it's just luck. Like, I don't even know why I play fantasy football. It's all luck. It's based on, like, just who you're playing has a bad week.
Yeah, I guess.
What do you mean you guess? It is. It's just, okay. Like, why don't you just go with strictly points for? Like, just how many points you score throughout the whole year? Like, yeah. That would be the most fair.
So like, but then I feel like that would defeat the purpose of like head-to-head matches.
Exactly, there would be no head-to-head matches.
So you just want a cumulative. So you just set a lineup every week.
You just set a lineup every
week,
and then
you
get
just like
the most points.
And then, but you're not going head-to-head against anyone. So like, it's just like I feel like that would kind of defeat the purpose of the game.
No, it wouldn't. It would just mean I pick the best players. Like, they score the most points, I win the league.
But then how... So there'd be no playoffs?
No playoffs. Just, I scored the most points, you scored the second most points, so you get runner-up.
I feel like no one would agree to that.
I would agree to it. Like, so that's not no one.
There's nothing better than winning that game when you like, have a 54 and the other guy drops, like, a 47.
And there's nothing worse than putting up 120 and losing.
Yeah, and then losing by 6. Like, the guy just has, like, Julio Jones.
The guy
Jones.
Just literally just has everyone go off. Like, it's not fair. Like, no. I just want fairness, Dill. Is that too much to ask?
We'll see. My team's struggling. My team is not doing well. Like, I'm going down with the ship right now. I am going down with the ship.
Time to get some commissioner privileges and sneak your way in.
Yeah.
The commissioner must have a playoff spot to ensure integrity.
Oh no, I'm gonna have a playoff spot, but my team is not like it's gonna be on fumes going into the playoffs. Like, I just don't have enough bodies at this point. Like, I'm gonna be dependent on some guys who should not be in starting lineups. Like, we're talking like peripheral players. like, kind of outliers, like, but we'll see. Eddie Lacy screwed me again.
That guy, I don't know why you put your faith in Eddie
Lacy. Fool me once, shame on you.
Packers,
fool me once,
terrible.
Fool me twice, shame on me. That's on me, everybody.
Packers are bad. Cardinals are bad. It's
yeah.
all bad. Deal quick. Quick NBA. Do you got anything on your mind that you want to say about the NBA? Any impressions? Any concerns? Any
my thing
revelations?
About, my thing about the NBA is just, why is there a regular season? Literally, why is there a regular season? Like, it's just like, the Cavs are going to be in the finals, and I guess the Western Conference playoffs are going to be good, because my Clippers are looking great!
I can't believe you hit the nail like on the Clippers. They're still gonna blow it, but still, like right now, you're looking like a genius.
I'm looking so good, but
they're gonna blow it.
Like believe you me. Know, it was like a really good game between the Raptors and Cavs today but
yeah.
like,
but in the end,
the like, Cavs win.
Like it's like the soccer like explanation. Have you heard this?
Uh-uh.
Oh, shit, I'm gonna
butcher it.
I'm gonna butcher the quote, so I'm not even gonna say it. But like, it finishes with "and the Germans win," is how it ends. And so, like, that's how the game, like against the Cavs in the Eastern Conference, go. Like, oh, like the Raptors make a run,
yeah.
The Cavs make a run, the Raptors play great, and then the Cavs win.
Yeah,
like, that's for literally every team. It's like, oh, the Cavs are gonna win. Like I don't know what
like,
how,
what,
like it, how else to tell you guys. Like it doesn't matter what you do. The Cavs are gonna win. The Cavs are better. The Cavs are cleaner in the fourth quarter. They just have better players. They just know how to get it done. They're gonna win. They're gonna be in the finals. Like I don't know what to tell you. Just
like,
cancel the Eastern Conference season. It doesn't matter.
Like I feel like, most games in the Eastern Conference, the Cavs have the two best players on the court.
In every single game in the Eastern Conference, the Cavs have
and in some games,
the two best players.
I would say that they probably have the three best players.
Yes.
Like, it's just, like, I don't, like, I'm sorry, why are the Orlando Magic even playing basketball? Like,
for Aaron Gordon, man.
Like, Aaron Gordon, like, but that team is just garbage. Like, I feel like they have so many, like, they have Serge Ibaka, they have Bismack Biyombo, they have Jeff Green. Like, why did they sign all these players? Like
it doesn't make any sense.
Like I could be a better general manager right now and tell you those moves are terrible. Those moves are you gave up Victor Oladipo for Serge Ibaka. Like I guess that's decent, and then you go and sign Bismack Biyombo, who's just like kind of like a poor man's Serge Ibaka. Like dude can't shoot. All he can do is play defense and rebound.
That's...
But like he can't do anything because no one on the Magic can shoot the ball.
No one can shoot on the Magic.
Like,
zero people can shoot.
So, I don't know. It's just like, I feel like there's just so much. In basketball, my one problem is, like, the superstar effect. Like, there's only five players on the court, so if you have a superstar, like, you're going to be good.
If you need the Rolls Royce or you're nobody.
Like,
look at the Celtics. Like,
yeah, exactly.
Like, you can
team
be a,
basketball.
You can be a good team all you want. You don't have that guy. It's
Or, like, the Hawks 2 years ago.
There's nothing you can do.
Like the Hawks years ago.
Like the Hawks had a great regular season, 62 wins, and got swept.
Yeah.
Do you know why?
Because the other team had LeBron James.
That's
dude.
Exactly why. Put LeBron James on any team in the East, and that team wins the East.
Yeah, it's like...
I shit you not. Like, like it sounds absurd, but it's not. Like,
okay,
put him on any team.
Put him on the Sixers. I don't know if they're winning the East.
They're making the playoffs.
They're making... I'll give you the playoffs, but they are not winning the East. Like...
No. But, like...
Or, like, the Nets?
But, like... even like, that being in, like, a conversation, like, just shows you, like, the value that one player can have.
Yeah, like...
If that player is LeBron James.
Like,
LeBron James is by far the most valuable player.
Oh, yeah. Oh, easily. Like... I was looking actually earlier today because have you seen his stat line this year? It's like 23 points, like 8 rebounds, 8.5 rebounds, and like 9 plus assists.
Yeah.
He had a season where I think he averaged over 9 assists per game for the year.
He had a season in like 2009
where he shot like 60%.
It was It was ridiculous. Well, he had like a 32 PER. It was like the second highest of all time.
I think this was the same season. I think this was one of his last seasons in Cleveland.
Where he literally did everything. He had 60 games, and they were horrible.
Yeah, he had 30 points per game, 9 assists per game, and like 8 rebounds. Like, those numbers don't even I can't comprehend those numbers. Like, 09 with the Cleveland Cavaliers, 29.7 points per game, shot 50% from the field, 8.6 assists, 7.3 rebounds.
I don't know what to tell you.
Like, so think about that. That means he contributed on probably 44, like, let's say 40. Actually, they're probably, all those assists are probably threes. Like,
probably like half their points.
Yeah, half of his points are just coming from him. But this year, I don't know. I feel like he's at 22.9 points per game. Oh, he's only shooting 47% from the field. That's all right. But 9.1 assists per game, 8.9 rebounds per game. That's absurd. And I feel like he isn't even trying.
I feel like he's not though.
I feel like he's just coasting.
Because
most games, like maybe today he played hard because like it was actually like, you know, a close game. But like, you know, when they're playing the Phoenix Suns in Phoenix, like, do you think he's playing hard?
Only if he's playing against what team does he like never lose to? The Magic. I think he played the Magic the other day, or what was it? I don't know. But, like, I feel like these teams in the East, like, haven't beat LeBron in, like, 7 years. Like, I swear to God, like, they haven't beat him in, like, 7 years.
I wouldn't be surprised. How would the Magic beat the Cavs? Like, they wouldn't. Like,
they just wouldn't.
If you run that simulation of, like, you have the same...
A thousand times.
Like, they might win, like, single digits.
Yeah. It's like a less than a percent.
Like, I feel like at every position, I take the Cavs player.
Channing Frye is unbelievable.
Yeah, like, as a bench guy, like, dude's so good. His role, he's perfect for his role.
Like, the Cavs aren't even, like... Like, if you look at the numbers, like, and you look at their, like, J.R. Smith isn't even shooting well. Like, Mike Dunleavy isn't even shooting well. Like, Kevin Love isn't even shooting well.
And they're still like,
and
there's 9-1,
like leaps and bounds better than everyone else in the NBA.
And LeBron shooting 47% from the field. That's not even that good for him.
Like, this team is so good.
Okay, like, I just feel like I don't like to compare across times, just because I feel like anyone who plays now would just dominate anyone who played in a time before. Just because, I'm not saying like they're better, I'm just saying like athletically people have just, you know, progressed so much faster. Like, you know, we have a 6'11 Kevin Durant. Like, I feel like he wouldn't, like, there's no way he's playing like shooting guard in like 1950.
No.
Like, dude's playing center.
Yeah.
Like, but I feel like, I don't know, I feel like he could, I don't know, I feel like the game's different. Like, you know, it's definitely a different game. Like, it was a lot more physical when, like, Michael Jordan was around. But, like, anyone who says that, like, Michael Jordan could beat LeBron James 1-on-1 is just lying.
You think that LeBron would beat Jordan 1-on-1?
How would, like, LeBron could just back him down every single time.
But Jordan could, like, hit that little fadeaway, like, on him, like, almost every time, too.
Almost every time. Like, we're talking, I feel like LeBron has a 40-pound advantage.
Yeah, no, he's definitely more physically imposing. Jordan is a way better shooter.
But I feel like, you know, like, would I rather have an easy layup every single time or, like, a 15-foot jumper?
I mean, it would depend on... Like, LeBron shoots, what, like 70% close to the basket, and Jordan probably shoots like 50% on mid-range. But Jordan can get to the basket, too. Like, I'm saying it would be... I'm not saying... Like, we obviously don't know. Like, it's never going to happen. People who say that Jordan would beat LeBron one-on-one every single time is lying, but, like, it would be evenly matched.
Yeah,
like the people who are...
Okay.
Who are all in on Jordan being, like, 100 times better than LeBron are just... They're just lying. But Jordan is the best basketball player to ever play, pretty, like, you know.
Yeah.
Probably.
Like, I feel like... I just have the problem with saying he's the best because, like, the way that LeBron affects the game, like, he literally shoots 50% from the field for a career. For his career. That's absurd.
Hey, don't get me wrong. I'm the biggest LeBron lover out there. I love LeBron.
He averages 19 shots per game, and his career field goal percentage is 49.8 on almost 20 shots.
I'm a huge LeBron. You don't have to convert me.
6.9 assists, 7.2 rebounds. These are his career numbers.
The biggest joke I've ever heard is people comparing LeBron to Kobe.
Oh, Kobe's garbage.
It's the biggest joke I've ever heard in my entire life.
Kobe's just a high-volume shooter.
It's literally... They're not even comparable.
Like, you know, there might be something to be said, like, would you rather have, like, Kobe Bryant take a last shot for you?
I'd rather probably have Kobe.
But
it's not as big of a difference as you would think. Like, Kobe... Like, everyone thinks Kobe is, like, this clutch shooter. Like, as a clutch shooter... But he wasn't.
I feel like...
Like, he was just a normal... He was an average shooter.
Like, yeah, he did nothing. Like, I feel like...
Like, he... When you take 100 shots...
Yes, exactly.
Like, you're gonna hit a few of them. Like, a blind squirrel finds a nut every now and then. Yes, people are exactly. Like, Kobe was so clutch. Look at all the big shots he made. Like, look at all the big shots he missed.
Yeah, like...
He missed a lot.
Okay, like, I feel like the difference between him and LeBron is LeBron led garbage teams to the playoffs. He led a garbage team to the finals. That team he led to the finals in his first year with the Cavaliers was terrible. Was literally terrible. And then there was the Kobe Bryant years when he didn't have Pau Gasol or Shaq. Like, those years, his team sucked.
No, they were bad.
And he sucked. Like,
he was good. He put up video game numbers.
Okay,
but those were empty stats.
Like this year, 2005-2006, he played 80 games, averaged 35.4 points per game, and shot 45% from the field.
The guy is not a good is not that good of a shooter.
Oh, he's not. He's a terrible shooter.
Like, what's his 3-point percentage? Like 30%.
But hold on, let's see what that 2005 team did. I feel like they weren't very good.
Yeah, I don't think they're that good.
Oh, they lost in the first round to Phoenix.
Oh, well, not bad. They made it to the playoffs.
Yeah, but I feel like there's, like, so many years where, like, you know, he's a career 32% three-point shooter.
Like, that's not good, though.
Yeah, and LeBron's also a terrible three-point shooter.
No, he's better than Kobe, though, which tells you how overrated Kobe is.
Let's see. What was...
The only gripe I have against LeBron is that his free throws are bad.
Yeah.
The guy misses so many free throws.
But, like, I feel like he's just, like, you know, makes him in the clutch. He's a 34% three-point shooter.
So he's a better three-point shooter than Kobe. He averages more rebounds, more assists, more steals.
Way more assists.
Better, lower turnovers. Like, better literally in every category, and people argue that Kobe's better. Like, you just sound dumb.
Okay, well, think about it. On that first championship, when those three championships, he wasn't the best player. Shaq was the best player.
On all those three championship teams, he wasn't the best player. Like, the last two, he was.
He won five. But yeah, he was. But like without Pau Gasol, he doesn't win the championship.
No. Like, but then again, without, you know, Dwayne Wade and Chris Bosh, LeBron James doesn't win a championship. But he was the best player on all three of his championship teams.
All four now.
You're saying. What do you mean, all four?
Oh, he only has three.
Yeah, LeBron's only won three.
He should have more.
Yeah, well, like, the Dallas playoffs was horrible. I can't believe he blew that one.
Yeah, I can't believe the Dallas Mavericks won
that championship. Like, okay, so the two things I could hold against LeBron.
That series?
His free throw shooting and that series was...
Yeah, he
was so bad.
He just tight buttholed it.
Yeah, he tight buttholed.
But then, like... I feel like You know who saved his career? Well, like, his legacy? Ray Allen with that shot.
That shot was that's my favorite NBA shot of all time.
I can't believe that shot is. He was like moving backwards. Like was, he was like moving backwards. Like I feel like he wasn't like going straight up. Like I feel like he was like kind of like still going this way as he's shooting this way.
It was probably the best shot
in the history.
In the history of the NBA.
Like I can't imagine a shot with more pressure.
There's probably zero shot. Like that's the most impressive shot.
But then in Game 7, like LeBron, like put the nail in the coffin. Like he like delivered in like the 7th game against the Spurs. Mm-hmm. But like the Spurs, I feel like are like Popovich kind of like has LeBron's number. Like he was lucky to get that championship.
Yeah.
But like I feel like last year, I feel like they should have beat the Cavaliers, or the Cavaliers should have won the last two championships. Like that first one against the Warriors, that was the most impressive basketball by a single, like, a human being I've ever seen. Like, he was literally, it was, like, him and, like, J.R. Smith and Iman Shumpert.
Matthew Dellavedova.
Like, these guys, the guys he were playing with were decent NBA players, but, like, and then the Warriors are, like, this great team, and he almost single-handedly won them the series.
Game. Yeah.
Like, that was absurd.
No, he's really good.
Should have won Finals MVP.
Yeah. I mean, you can make the argument.
No, you can't make the argument.
You can make the argument.
For Iguodala?
Yeah, you can make the argument for Iguodala. You can make the argument for James.
No, you can't make an argument for anyone other than James. Dude averaged like 35 points per game, and you give it to the guy who's defending him.
Yep, I mean, he had a poor field goal percentage, though.
But, like, most valuable player in the series.
Yeah, but now you get into the valuable, and then we could talk about
no,
like 20 years.
There's no doubt that LeBron James deserved the MVP. There's no doubt. He was the reason why.
But he lost. He doesn't want that. Like if you lose, like, you don't want that as a consolation prize. Like, give it to the guy who would appreciate it. Like, if you're LeBron, you get you're like, why do they give this to me?
Don't get me wrong. I love that Andre Iguodala got the MVP, Finals MVP. Like, I love that. But, like, I feel like no one in, like, appreciates how great LeBron is. Like, they're just, like, they've just been hating on him since. He's, like, he's not the next Jordan. He's not as good as Kobe. It's just like, dude, just let LeBron be LeBron.
Dude, I feel you, man. I feel, like,
Like,
I'm on you. Like, I'm on your level, man. I'm we're on the same wavelength with LeBron.
There's so many LeBron haters. I'm just like, did everyone hate Michael Jordan when he played? Or there's like, this guy is the greatest of all time? You know what I mean?
They said, Jordan is like mystified. Like, he's like this larger-than-life figure that can't be touched when... And, like, LeBron is the opposite. It's weird. But, I mean, people literally make their careers on... like, dissing LeBron. Like, Skip Bayless is only, like he hates on LeBron. Like, Skip Bayless should worship at the feet of LeBron because LeBron's career is Skip Bayless's career. Like, without LeBron, Skip Bayless would be nothing.
Yeah.
Like, Skip Bayless shits on LeBron all the time. Like, Skip Bayless would literally be nothing without LeBron.
I just feel like, you know, when he's gone, I don't know if we'll ever see a player like him again. Like,
probably not. Probably we'll never see like a Jordan. Like, Kobe was, you know, as close as you can get. But like, LeBron is not Jordan. He's like a whole different player.
Like, I feel like he's the most complete basketball player, like, ever.
Yeah, you could. I could buy that.
Like
whole package.
If I had a choice between any NBA player to start a franchise with, and everyone's like is in their prime, I choose LeBron James. 100 times out of 100. Because he's going to make every single player on your team better.
The only thing is, I've never seen Jordan play in real life, so I can't... I'm biased. I would go with LeBron, too. I just don't want to, like, dismiss Jordan at all.
Oh, I'm not saying, you know, Jordan's great. Jordan's, like, you know, he's rightfully the greatest of all time. But I'm just saying, like, the discussion should be open for, like, I don't know. Just building a team around him, like Jordan or LeBron, I feel like it would be easier to build a team around LeBron.
it's hilarious how the GMs didn't pick LeBron as the guy to start their franchise with. They went with Karl Anthony Towns. I still find that hilarious.
It's probably the Orlando GM who thinks that his that his team he's throwing out there,
you
know, is.
We need to make a push for you to get the Orlando GM job. Like, we need this to happen, Bill.
I feel like some of these guys, I don't know if they're dumb or just like influenced by, like, you know, the fans, and they're like, oh, we need wins, and they just like kind of pay for being mediocre, like, you know, being an 8 seed or something. Mm-hmm. But it's just like, I feel like, you know, the Sixers have it right. If you're not going to contend, just suck.
Just suck, man.
Like, you know, there's something to be, like, would you want to be the just Charlotte Hornets and be, like, stuck, like, you know, like, your ceiling is, like, a 5 seed in the East? Like, what do you get in
that? Well, maybe that's what people, like, maybe that's all they can hope for.
But
Like, maybe they're happy with a 5 seed.
But they don't have that opportunity to get the next LeBron.
Yeah. I mean, you need... Yeah. You need a guy. Yeah, they don't have a guy.
Exactly. That's what you need. Like, Kemba Walker is, like, a good player, but you just
need... I love Kemba Walker.
Like, you just need the... Like, the once-in-a-lifetime... Like, you need, like, a Kevin Durant. Like, I guess now a Steph Curry.
Steph Curry.
Or LeBron James. I guess Kobe. Like, Shaq. Michael Jordan, like, you know, there's few names that are on the list. Like, I don't know if Damian Lillard's on that list. Like, he's, like, you know, might be MVP, but is he going to get you to a 1 seed and, like, you know, take you to the championship?
Quick 1 minute question I'm going to pose you before we got to go.
Yeah.
Russell Westbrook is overrated, true or false?
I love Russell Westbrook. No one tries harder in the NBA than Russell Westbrook. That's a fact.
That is a fact.
But does he make everyone around him better? I don't know if he's the best point guard of all time. He turns the ball over a lot. He's out of control
a
lot.
Who was making that argument?
What?
That he's the best point guard of all time.
Is that what I said? I'm saying, like, is he, like, a good point guard? I don't think he's good point guard.
No, I don't think so.
Like... Is he good at playing hero ball? Yeah. Is he good at getting triple doubles? Yeah, but like...
Is he good at leading a team to... Like, does he make his team as good as it can be? I don't know. I don't... The jury's still out on me. I think he's overrated.
I think he's great at filling the stat sheet. Like, he's kind of like the ultimate stat sheet hero.
Mm-hmm. Alright, that's all I wanted to ask. This was another great podcast still. I guess we won't do a podcast next week.
Why?
Well, I'm going to be in Boston.
Oh.
I think I'm going to Boston. But the week after that?
Cool.
After Thanksgiving?
Yeah.
After we got some turkey in us?
I don't like turkey, so...
You don't like turkey? Mm-mm. So, tofu?
No, I'll probably eat ham or something.
Yeah. All right. Yeah. Ham? All right. Till then, my friend.
Yeah. Happy Thanksgiving, fans.
Yeah, happy Thanksgiving out there. All your families and whatnot. Ground Pound Football.
Yeah, football.
Ground Football.